For some drivers at gas stations like this one in Port Harcourt, the waiting seems endless.
More than 3 hours now, the line here. So we are suffering for the fuel too much. Look at the line that's full everywhere. We just want the government to take care of all these things for us. We will buy fuel normally as we are buying before because it's suffering too much.
Another driver waiting in line who asked to be called William says he is already 4 hours late for work as a safety engineer for an oil company.
They don't manage what we have properly. Therefore, most of the fuel we are using in Nigeria, they export it from other countries and other things. All the refineries are down. They are not working. Therefore, that's the problems we are having.
Although Nigeria is one of the world's largest oil producers, the country has long suffered from a lack of refining capacity. The government, which has held a controlling stake in the four main oil refineries, admits they are poorly run, ineffective, and plagued by maintenance issues. Officials say that privatization of the refineries offers the best hope for an infusion of foreign investment and improved efficiency.
The 1,500 naira. They want to come here, they sell it 2,005. They make us again.
On the streets, people are more concerned with where to find enough fuel for their cars, and many are forced to buy on the black market, where the price is nearly double. But buying black market fuel can also bring problems.
If it's a good one, your finger will dry, it's like dust. Something like five dust.
These men are checking to see if the gasoline here is good. One buyer says you have to be very careful.
Some of those ones on the road, they mix it up. Instead of the real quality, they added it something, adulterated it. So it cannot exist exactly the good petrol to buy. If you bought that one on the road, your car may stop.
Refinery workers are also upset by the government's privatization scheme. Just outside Port Harcourt, refinery workers wearing red protest outfits are angry with the outgoing government's decision to sell off plants to private investors. Last week, the Nigerian Bureau of Public Enterprises sold 51% of the federal government's equity in one refinery to a consortium for over $500 million in an attempt to cut losses and improve performance. Union leaders complain of a lack of transparency in the deal and fear thousands of job cuts. Union branch chairman for the Petroleum and Natural Gas Senior Staff Association, Adamu Abubakar Umaru, says workers were not consulted properly as promised in an earlier memorandum of understanding.
If they want to privatize, we have agreed that the process can commence as from June, when we have a new government, because we believe a government that is transiting should not be interested in selling national assets like the refineries at this time when they have barely less than 10 days to go.
The government says the sale will get people back to work and ease suffering. Union leaders are warning of a total shutdown of the refineries on Thursday morning if new negotiations with the union do not begin. Umaru says he understands this could cause even more shortages for motorists.
In any struggle, people must suffer. But at the end of it, the result that will come out of it will be for the betterment of the Nigerian people.
Other unions have called for a stay-at-home strike to coincide with the May 29th handover of power to new governors and the next president, the ruling party's Musa Yar'Adua, following elections marred by violence and widespread fraud in Africa's most populous and biggest oil-producing country. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Port Harcourt.